Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with Reverend Audrey Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Audrey Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I am delighted to be here with you on today. This is the Word for Today Ministry Radio broadcast, and let me tell you, we've been having a wonderful week. I'm telling you, God is up to something. You know, His will is fulfilled, and I'm just glad to be in the land of the living. My goodness, on today we have a special guest, amen, Prophetess Sabrina Evans. She is in the studio right now by way of phone, amen, and we're going to bring her out shortly. Prophetess Sabrina Evans, she is the founder and president of Red Rose Ministry, LLC, a prophetic healing internet ministry. My goodness, you know, I'm excited. God's been bringing powerful men and women of God on, amen, with us. And let me tell you something, if you are in need of a word on today, if you just say, Lord, you know, I've been praying, I need a confirmation, I don't know your situation, but one thing I do know, God knows you, amen. So I'm excited today to introduce to our listening audience no other than our guest, Prophetess Sabrina Evans, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
How are you doing? Yes.
Amen. Blessed. Blessed.
Yes,
I'm
that's
like
right.
You just mentioned, you said I'm blessed to be living. I'm blessed to just be breathing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, that's all right, Prophets. I had told a group of young people last Sunday, and there was a few adults in the crowd. And I said, I want everybody just to hold your breath until you can't hold it no more. Some you know, kids like to show out. Some are acting like, you know, they can hold their breath older than some of the older folk, but they all were gasping for air. I said, well, just like you were gasping for air, you need to give God praise just for giving you air in your lungs to breathe, you know. So we really sometimes overlook just the little things that God do for us, amen. Well,
yes,
beloved,
amen.
I'm glad that you're here, amen, that you answered the call. I'm excited, you know. So Red Rose Ministry, amen. What city, what state you in?
In Maryland.
You're in Maryland?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, I thank God that God is everywhere. No matter where we go on this planet, we're going to find someone that loves God, that wants to serve the Lord, amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
At this time, I'm going to just move out the way, and I want to just present to everyone that's on the line right now our special guest today, Prophetess Sabrina Evans. God bless you. Okay, woman of God, I'm going to let you go ahead. You're going to minister to the people. Amen. Yes, hello. Oh, I think what happened, her call fell off. We're going to wait for the call back into the studio, praise God. I see what happened. Somehow her phone call dropped. Amen. So give us a moment for her to call back in, all right? Amen. In the meantime, while we're waiting for the woman of God to call back in, let me share this with you on today, praise God. Do you know, my goodness, God is so good, amen. You know, City White Church of God, we've been waiting for God to move and do some great things. We were in need of some blessings, amen, some Bibles. 4 cases of Bibles came in yesterday, my goodness. Had Sister Darcy, Brother Isaac, they were up there stamping those Bibles. And I tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing. What do you mean you're excited? Why are you excited, man, God? Because, see, when God, amen, gives you a vision, He'll give you the provision. And I want you to know that no matter what you're going through on today, that God will provide, amen. All you got to do is trust in the Lord, amen. And I want to play a song. I'm going to try to reach out to our sister real quick before I get it back on the line. Stand by.
Secret place.
show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place.
Hey, welcome to Boost
Show
Mobile.
Me your
Para Espanol, Marque Cinco.
Amen.
Please enter your 10-digit Boost Mobile phone number beginning with the area code.
Woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I lost signal here.
Sorry, we didn't catch that. Please enter your 10-digit Boost Mobile phone number beginning with the area code.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, but I'm not able to validate your account. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Okay. I can hear you now. Oh, she dropped again. Oh, Lord. Y'all just stand by. We have a little difficulty in the studio. Hold on. My goodness. You know the devil's a liar. Amen. There she go.
And
praise
amen.
God.
I just want to release the fire of the Holy Ghost on this line in the name of Jesus. No
yes.
weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. There is nothing that Lucifer can do to stop this in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I bind up all retaliation and any seed of manipulation right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a word.
Yes.
There's a word. Lucifer doesn't want to get out for somebody that's listening right now on this line, somebody to get a breakthrough, somebody that's been waiting for a joyful shout. Because they've been carrying around some unforgiveness in their hearts. I just feel it right now in the spirit. There's a word here for somebody. What I want you to hear very, very closely is that unforgiveness can block your blessing. God said that you are to forgive your brother and your sister up to 77 times. Amen. There is nothing that you should allow to come against you and cause such unforgiveness in your hearts because it is not Christ-like. Amen. One day the Holy Spirit showed me a vision. He said many people walk around with all of these issues in their hearts and they're harboring this unforgiveness. And he showed me like a bunch of sticky notes all over somebody's chest. That's the amount of issues that we have with people and with things that we can't forgive and we can't let go of. And then it began to speak to me, and I'm going to speak to you now. And it began to show me how to truly forgive, because so many times we say we forgive, but we do not. We say it with our lips, but we don't mean it with our hearts. And you who are listening to me, you know that is the truth. He said that when you forgive, you pardon. It's like a pardoning. And I said, amen, as I was listening to the Holy Spirit. He said, now go look that word up. And I did. And to pardon means to release somebody from something they've done to you, some wrongdoing. Release them. It's like someone who was taken into prison for something that they did that they did not do. And a governor of that state pardoned him. And I began to say, okay, Holy Spirit, I hear you. But he said one other thing to me that set me free, and I want to help you set you free today, and that is this. When you pardon someone of a sin, of some act that they committed against you that hurt you so deeply that you're walking around with today, holding it, maybe for 10, 12, 15 years, one thing I want you to know that the Holy Spirit showed me, because I was like that. I thought I had forgiven. And in my heart, I did over and over again. But the same person kept doing some things to me over and over again. But he said this to me. He said, when pardon someone, it doesn't mean that you have to have connections with them again. It doesn't mean that you have to be concerned about your relationship with him again. Now, unless God has told you, ordained you, quickened you, that you have to continue in a relationship with someone, be it a mother, a friend, a brother, a sister, a husband, a cousin, it doesn't matter. You do not have to carry around the anxiety, because here's the thing. Most of the reason why we have such trouble forgiving when we really want to forgive is because of the anxiety that we carry, thinking, what if they do it again? And we don't really process that thought, and it blocks us from truly forgiving. But set yourself free today, because you can pardon someone. There is a difference. You can pardon them, and you don't ever have to have anything to do with that person again, unless it is God ordained. Now, that is your choice. But that is how you can truly get to the root of forgiving and really forgive. And the second thing I want to remind you is that you cannot call yourself, whether you are listening today, right now at this hour, and you're a pastor, a prophet, an apostolic deacon, doesn't matter whether you're just a brother or a sister in Christ. You cannot call yourself a man or a woman of God and not truly forgive, because it is not godlike. Amen? It is not biblical for a real man of God or a real woman of God to harbor unforgiveness. Now, the Holy Spirit knows the truth. And I know there's some people right now that are listening on this line or that will be listening to this broadcast via archiving it, that are hearing me in their heart. Get right with God. There's too much happening today to risk your position for provision, your position for provision, to harbor unforgiveness in your heart. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. And with all of the things that are going on right now in the world, from ISIS to Boko Haram, to the Russians hacking the United States government. Yes, yeah. Help me out, brother. Yes, we need the provision of the Holy Spirit. Now, the way to get that is to live a righteous life. And when you live a righteous life, you forgive. You honestly forgive. So think about that. Think about that in your heart today. And if there are people that have hurt you, a man or a woman that's deeply wounded you, listen, and I'm going to be open about this. I was sexually abused as a young child by a family member. I went through an 8-year abusive relationship that nearly took my life. If I can forgive those people, you can forgive the people that hurt you, because it's not about them. It's about you, and it's about your salvation. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. These are the things that we must do, yes, if we want to have a joyful shout, if we want to break through according to Isaiah 54, amen? God said in his word that you shall break forth from your right to your left with a joyful shout in him. But how can you do that if you don't get right with God?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So, woman of God, I wanted to ask you, would you end it right there? Would you finish it up right there?
Actually, yes, yes. Go ahead. Repeat yourself.
What was you about to say?
I said, actually, yes, yes. There was something else that the Spirit is showing me now.
Okay.
That I needed to say. There's a woman. There's a woman connected to this line. I don't know her name, but this is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit tell me. There's a woman that's connected with this line. I don't know whether she's on the line right now or she archives your show.
Right.
But she's been suffering. She's been suffering greatly in her heart. I see her crying. He said tears, lots of tears at night. And she's been seeking help. She's been going to people, and she's been listening to, he said, different broadcast messages, and she's just been trying. But what I want to tell you now, whether you're on this line right now or whether this woman is going to archive it, what I want to tell you now is that you have to go in your heart, because the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit sees this, and he is around. You have to go in your heart, and you have to get to that place. Like a woman who had the issue with the blood for 12 years, who did not care who was around, who did not care who looked or saw what she was doing, but her only job and her only purpose was to just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She didn't care about touching his ankle or his foot or his skin or his hand or his arm. All she needed was just to touch the hem. You, my sister, come to that place of surrender. I was just telling someone today that there are degrees of yielding. There are degrees of yielding. And each degree has its little process. But when you get to that last degree where you have decided to completely yield, give everything up, yourself included, to Christ, that is when he will show up for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, prophets, there's a lot of folks out there, you know, that are in a position of where they're hurt, and they've been keeping it to themselves. But I believe, as you said, that this person that God showed you may be on the line. There's a few people out here that are listening. If you feel the prophetess was speaking to you, I want you to press the number one on your keypad at this moment. Amen. If you're on the line listening and you say, you know something, prophetess, thank God, I knew that was God speaking to me about my situation, my circumstance, but late at night, there's times I'm just crying because I don't know what to do, and I'm at my ends with. Praise God. That's you out there. I want you to go ahead and press the number one. And if not, we're going to move on. Praise God. I'm praying, hoping that this sister, this woman that God is speaking to, will listen to the broadcast. Maybe they're listening on the internet and they're not able to get to the phone, but you're listening from the internet. I want you to know that God has spoken a rhema word into your life. And, you know, there's one thing about God. God will give you instructions, directions. He'll let you know how to get to where you need to be at.
Yes.
It's up to you now just to get there. You have to receive it.
Hallelujah.
You got to accept it, you know. So I thank God for you, prophetess, you know.
Hallelujah.
And there's some people, you know, let me tell you something. You know how God is sometimes where you can be sleeping on your bed or just taking a nap or something, and God will have to. People are watching our life. This is why I've been trying to tell people, it's good to live a transparent life. I don't know, God's leading me somewhere right now. This is somebody listening out there. But it's good to live a transparent life because people are watching us. Amen. The world is watching everything that's going on. Like you said earlier, there's all type of distractions, all type of destructions, all type of things that's about to happen in the United States. And there are people out there wondering, what are they going to do? You see, folks will walk around with a veil over their face, trying to hide behind that veil. But on the inside that veil, there's people that are panicking. They don't know what to do.
Yes.
And let me tell you, prophetess, I was laying in my bed one day, taking a little nap before I was doing the broadcast, and someone was ringing my bell and knocking on my door, and I came to the door, and it was a neighbor of mine that we never really communicated, you know. But see, God had sent this man to my house, and he came to my door, and he said, well, sir, you know, I wanted to know, do you still do the things you do with, like, the kids? And, you know, I don't know what you call it. You know, I said, you mean like service? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, yeah, I still do that. He said, yeah, well, I'm in a situation where I have a son that's 11 years old, but he's a special needs type of child. And we don't know what else to do. We have other kids. We got 4 or 5 other kids, you know, and we just don't know what to do. And they came to the Bible study, and you know, they had a couple of kids that were, like I said, special needs, and they were, one was really acting out, but, you know, God started to minister to that woman, and she broke down, and as she broke down, God just spoke to her spirit and revealed some things, and then she was able to reveal some things to us, and come to find out, this is a family that's been going through some situations. They were so quiet, they wouldn't tell nobody they were hurting. They needed help, they needed furniture, they needed all kinds of stuff, and I was in a position. Now, this is what I'm saying. I was that ram in the bush for that couple.
Hallelujah.
I had just received about a week ago $278 of gift certificates to from a store that sells all type of furniture, all kind of antique stuff.
Hallelujah.
And the woman said to me, she said, man of God, I know that you're doing this big concert coming up next month for the city, and I got $275, $278 worth of gift certificates of different denominations. I want to give them out to people that you might think that's in need of something or at the concert. So I gave them that certificate. And my secretary from the church one day called me. She said, Pastor, she had texted me and said, there's a nice couch at the antique place for $25. I said, really?
Hallelujah.
Wow. Look at it. So she came and picked me up. When we got there, the woman that owned the place and her husband, well, she was there. She, the woman, she said, you know, I had a nice couch. You just walked out. And she started to tell me this story about this family that was in dire need of a whole lot of stuff. And the Lord showed me the man. I said, did the man have a green coat on? She said, yeah. I said, yeah, that's the way I get it. She said, let me tell you, we was inside there. We started dropping tears and everything. I'm trying to tell you, you got to be in a position where God can hear you, where God can use you, you know. So I'm excited for you on today. I know this is your time, but let me tell you, I had to share that, though, with somebody out there. Someone out there needs to activate their faith.
Glory, glory to God. That's right. That's right. The way we activate our faith is through love. Amen. The two greatest commandments is to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your might and your strength. Amen. Every bit of strength you have, no matter what you're facing, love God. Love Jesus. Don't do that thing that you know you're not supposed to do. Walk in righteousness. That is what loving God and Jesus Christ with all your strength is. And the second greatest commandment is to love someone else just like you would love yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Just like you would love yourself. Now, how many of us say that, but we don't do it? What does it mean to love somebody like you love yourself? If you got a brother or a sister that you know needs a pair of jeans and you need a pair, if you go buy yourself a pair, go buy your brother a pair. That's loving him like you love yourself. Once you learn how to love somebody else like you love yourself, then you can activate your faith. Then God will move in your life. Then you'll get that breakthrough that you've been looking for. Then you'll get healed of that cancer or that lymphoma or that reflux you've been carrying around for years or that problem in your knee. It's all about love, brothers and sisters. Because God is love. We cannot see real men and women of God and not love. The two greatest commandments are to love God and to love yourself. Everything else hangs off of those two commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Today, activate your faith. Activate your faith. Love somebody.
Yes.
Give that man or that woman on the street $5 if you have it. Amen? Because what you have is not yours. That car you're driving is not yours. That deed to your house is not yours. It is God's. So give God back what is his and sow a good seed into the church that God leads you to, that the Holy Spirit leads you to. Trust the Spirit of God. If he says give that church $500, give it, because God could be testing you. He won't ding you. And watch and see what God will do back in your life. Don't be afraid to listen to the Holy Spirit, because he is here to guide you and bring you all truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. And, you know, I know we got about 5 minutes left remaining, but you know something? I want everybody to know that our special guest is Prophet Sabrina Evans. Amen. And I'm telling you something. I'm about to stutter because I'm so excited about what God is doing. So, even on today, praise God, you know, I'm just looking how God is just, he keeps on moving. There's something about favor. We're in a time of favor for those that have been faithful. We're in a time
of favor. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And prophets, I want you to know that I see God doing some great things, and even now, because you already know, God already spoke some things in your life, amen, beyond what I'm about to say. But God said this, everything you speak is going to be activated. Everything you speak is being activated. It's not going to take a long time. So you speak it, it's going to be an act that's being activated because of the level of faith and belief that you're walking
Glory
in.
So
everybody walk in a particular area of faith. Some folks, they walk in a faith that they feel safe in, but God says step out of the unusual faith. He says step into the unusual. In other words, don't get to a place. They used to say a song, is to say have a crazy praise, but my faith is even beyond that crazy praise. It's a crazy faith that I have, because I have that faith to walk on the water. Amen. So God is saying that because of faithfulness, that you have been tried and trusted. So he said, now I can release greater things into your territory, because she has given you the vision to build and orchestrate, because there is a time that's coming that folks are going to need to have a place to go to hear that word for comfort. See, in fact, that's why God gave me this year. He said the theme of this year is outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the street, because there are a lot of people inside the four walls getting fat, but they're not bringing what they got on the outside that others can see the light. Some people are hiding that light. Some folks are not even hiding the light, because they don't have the light. They are asleep and they're in slumber, and God is saying it's time to wake up. God is saying it's time for those that he has chosen, that selected remnant that's going to go forth. And I believe, woman God, that this is no accidental situation, but it's already been orchestrated, preordained by God.
Amen.
And he needed kingdom-minded people to have the same mind, the same heart, to come together, because with us coming together, we become very much a threat. Amen. But listen, we're like about a 1 minute marker. I just want to tell all of you that are listening, amen, praise God, sow into the ministry, sow into this woman of God ministry, amen. We are excited about what God is doing next month. We have all the things we need. We are just about to get some more flyers, some more banners. That's all we need right now. So if you want to sow and help us out, go to our website, www.citywidecog.org. That's citywidecog.org. And woman of God, tell the people how they can contact you.
They can visit redroseministry.com. That's redroseministry.com.
Amen, amen. And I am, once again, I'm humbled and I'm excited. I'm delighted that you have stopped by. We have a whole bunch of other folks coming on, amen.
Amen.
Actually, I'm supposed to, this coming Sunday at 3:30, I'm going to be on, I think it's WAAB, 1330 AM in Lakewood, Florida. I'm going to be on there in praise God. So I just thank God. With that being said, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything that's been said and spoken, that word that has been spoken, even the prophet. prophecy, the prophetic word, that it will fall into good ground, Lord,
yes,
and that
yes.
those that are listening will not only receive it, Lord, but that word will be seasoned. And as they continue to go forth, let it grow, let it spring up, Lord, that others will also water that plant that it may grow in its due season. I thank you right now for this mighty woman of God, Lord.
Yes.
I bind and rebuke the backlash of the enemy, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, that you would dispatch your warring angels for the north, east, west, and south with flaming swords, Lord. We thank you right now for everything that's been done and said. In the mighty,
name of Jesus,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, woman of God, God bless you. I appreciate you.
God
you can reach me
you.
And inbox me. We can continue conversating. Amen. And God bless you. And we thank the our listeners. Amen. Good day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Secret place, show me your